Close your eyes and take some deep breaths. Place your hands comfortably on your body. And the beautiful light of Reiki is surrounding you. The beautiful light of Reiki surrounds you and fills your breath. It fills the air that you breathe, and the life force, light, and guidance fills your body and awakens the light within you. The beautiful beings of the light surround you. The archangels are standing at the corners of the land and on every side, and they're shining their light into your light. The brothers and the sisters of the light are here, and the teachers of Reiki, the enlightened ones, are shining their light into your light. The light of the earth and the light of the natural world, the light of the animal kingdom is filling your breath. And the light is revealed from the heart of the earth, awakening within you. The light from the heart of God fills your breath and fills your body. And as you breathe in the light, and the light within you wakes up. And the light within you is revealed. And you can see your wholeness now. You can see your brilliance. Honcha Zei Shonen. Honcha Zei Shonen. Honcha Zei Shonen. A beautiful bridge of light is in front of you now. And on this bridge are brilliant beings of the light. And they're guiding you. They're inviting you, in fact, to step onto the bridge of light and to travel to the spiritual place of the third heaven, where all there is love. So you step onto the bridge, and as you step onto the bridge, you step into the beautiful color of red. The reds of the earth and the reds of creation fill your breath and fill your body and fill the cells of your being. Cleansing and healing any of the old colors that are dry or diminished. And the beautiful color of red flows into your body, flows into your breath, and awakens within you in all the purity of the creation, force, and light of red. And as you continue on the bridge, you step into the color of orange. And all the shades of orange from the earth and all the shades of orange from creation and all of those that are seen and unknown and seen and unseen fill the air around you like sparkling light. The sweetness of orange fills your body and fills the colors within you. And as you continue across the bridge, you step onto the color of yellow. And yellow fills your breath and fills your body, and it fills your gut. It fills you right in the center of your being, like the sun shining from within you. The beautiful color of yellow in all of its pure form fills your breath and fills your body. And as you continue across the bridge, you step through the color of green, color of your heart, and every shade of green from the source of creation, every shade of green on the earth, and all the shades of green of you, of your heart, fill your breath, and green awakens in your body in its pure and whole form in the sparkling colors of green. And now you continue walking across the bridge through the color of blue of your voice and all the shades of blue of the earth, the sky and the waters, the flowers, all the shades of blue from the earth and the shades of blue from creation. Fill your breath and fill your body and fill your voice. And you step further across the bridge and you're almost on the other side as you step into the color of indigo, like the night sky, sparkling and shining indigo, deep and powerful, the indigo of the earth and the indigo of creation, unified within you, and you step into the color of violet, color of spirit. And this violet ray of light is here as you cross over into the third heaven. And you find yourself in the most extraordinary place where all there is love. And when you notice your own self, you notice that your colors are solid and pure and rich and deep and full-bodied. And the colors of this place here in the third heaven, the colors of creation are extraordinary. Here in the place where all there is love, filled with the animals and the birds singing, you decide to follow the path that leads into the enlightened forest. And you see the pathway and the forest inviting you. It's sparkling and beautiful. And so as you walk along, you step onto the pathway leading into the forest, and you find yourself in great cathedral trees. Golden beams of light are shining through the trees, filling the forest with amazing grace. As you walk along, you breathe into the forest, the life energy that's here, and you realize you're here in the enlightened forest, and here is the place in you where all there is love as well. You find the most beautiful spot here in the forest to lie down. Perhaps you've walked to the meadow and the beautiful blue sky is overhead with puffy white clouds. The meadow is filled with tall grass and wildflowers. And you see all the colors of the earth and all of the colors of creation that are here. And your colors are brilliant, like the colors here. And all of your perceptions begin to heighten. And you listen. You feel called to a place to lie down and gaze up at the sky. And the light of the 12th heaven is shining into your heart and into all of the colors of your body. And the light is activating these colors and activating your chakras. And you listen. And you ask the light to lift from you limitations, habits, patterns of behavior that limit your ability to have the full freedom of listening at your discretion, your choice. Active listening, divine listening, whole body listening. And you notice as the light envelops those blocks and lifts them from you. And everything that is lifted from you, all of your restrictions, limitations, obstacles that are locked into any of your chakras, the colors are so bright within you, those limitations just lift out and they go into the light where every one of them is listened to as well. Listened in the place of the divine, where they too are healed. But listening to those obstacles and limitations is no longer your responsibility. And the cords and connectors to those obstacles, to any patterns or habits or old beliefs about listening, even deeper than you know what the subject even is in this moment, and going all the way to your imagination. Going all the way to your instincts, your intellect. Lifting out any obstacles, restrictions, layers, veils, any reason that listening for you is a limitation. Or you have limitations around it. Because the burdens of those obstacles don't belong to you. And so you let them go. And you let them move into the light. And so you lie here now as the light from the heavens shines on you. And it shines into your authentic intellect, awakening the intellect you had even before you came to the earth, the intellect of your spirit, awakening within you what you knew even before you came here. And in the moment of your first breath, you take a moment and you breathe like that first breath, your authentic intellect, your authentic imagination, intuition, inner guidance, is right here and awakening and revealing that it's all here already. The light of consciousness is flowing through this beam of light and into your body. The light of the earth and the consciousness of the earth and the consciousness of your body with your instincts is flowing into your body. The colors of the earth are highlighting and empowered, and they become even more solid within you. As these higher levels of consciousness are awakened and revealed as already here in your body, and your chakras are open, your perceptions are heightened, your senses are clear, your imagination is awake. And to these higher levels of consciousness, your intellect, your divine purpose, awakening here. You decide now that you're going to continue exploring the enlightened forest. And you notice that as you get up and you decide to follow other pathways, that the light is still beaming on you and through you and in you. And you notice as you are walking that your chakras along your back, the colors are awake and vibrant and vital. And your chakras are awake behind you. And you listen behind you. You listen on each side. You listen above you and below you. And you listen as you're walking. And you follow the pathway through the river back out to, or through the forest back to the river. And as you're walking through the forest and you're listening to all the sounds around you, come to the edge of the forest, and in front of you is the river of life. And you decide to sit here for a while and listen to you. Enlightened beings are here. Some of you may be having conversations with them. The light is shining on you and shining in the waters. And the reflection of the light shines on the waters in the beautiful sparkling light. The colors and the prisms of rainbows shine right into your eyes and into your soul. And here you stop and you breathe and you reflect. And you prepare to write. Or to listen and to ask the question, hear from your whole body, all the way from the highest reaches of consciousness to your day to day, and you listen. And you invite your imagination to awaken. And you ask the question, what are my deepest intentions? Going to the deepest levels of your consciousness, your intentions. Here in your life, in this moment, and take this time now to write about them from your heart and from your head, from your whole body. What is your deepest intention now? And maybe there's even more than one. The light is shining on the waters and the colors that surround you are filling your body and filling your breath. A beautiful being of the light walks up to you and hands you a goblet. It's filled with the living waters. And you take a long drink. And the sparkling light of the waters, the prisms of the colors, fill every cell of your body and hydrate all those hidden places inside. And awaken inside of you your inner guidance, your imagination, your intuition, your instincts, your divine intellect, your authentic intellect is awakening. And you realize that all of your intellect, all these divine qualities of you are actually in your body. And that if they're here in this place in the third heaven, they're also here in the place of the first heaven in your daily life. They're revealed to you now, your authentic intellect. It includes knowledge and even goes beyond knowledge, your spiritual wisdom, your divine purpose. So you say thank you to the river. Thank you to the air that you have breathed. Thank you to the earth supporting you. And you invite the light, igniting the fire within you. And you begin walking along the pathway of the river back to the bridge of light. And the bridge of light is still full of color. And you realize that these colors are here for you. And so you step onto the bridge and you step into the color of that violet ray, awakening the perceptions of your spirit. And you cross into the color of indigo, awakening the colors of your inner guidance and intuition, your intellect. And the color blue as you walk across and you see the beauty as the river of life flows underneath you and the sparkling light fills all the colors. And you step through the blue, the perceptions of your voice, your truth, your inner guidance. And so you step into the green, and the colors and perceptions of your heart. And walk into the yellow and the perceptions of your personal expression here on the earth, how you live your daily life. And stepping through the color of orange and into the light of your creativity, your innovation, your inventiveness, and into the red, the color of manifestations. And you step to the other side of the bridge, and you find yourself here in the first heaven, and you realize it also is the most extraordinary place. And you think about the next step that you'll take, knowing what you know now, your perceptions awakened. And you take this time and you think about it. What is my next step? And you take the time to write this down. What is your next step here in the first heaven in your daily life? And now you take a deep breath and you bring the awareness of your whole body. Your divine presence is right here, right now, in this breath, here in the first heaven, here in your daily life, in your work, in your play, in your home, in your relationships, in your finances, in every part of your life. Your wholeness is present. Your colors are full and bright. The earth is flowing through you. You're here on the earth to be part of the earth. And you listen now from this whole new place of heightened perceptions. Your imagination aligned with your truth, all of your chakras working together, your perceptions unified and merged, each with an equal voice, speaking all one at a time. So bring your awareness back into the room now. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and come back completely.